Chapter 6, The Signal. So let me get this straight. Danny paced up and down the floor of the control room, wringing her hands. Team X huddled together, dripping melted snow on the floor. This time you don't even bother with the driller, she fumed. You just teleport yourselves into the middle of a blizzard. She flung her arms wide in exasperation. You could have been turned into snowmen. Wasn't exactly in the middle, Tiger shuffled his feet, more like the edge. We'll be more careful next time, Max said, elbowing his friend in the ribs. There definitely won't be a next time, Danny retorted. It's far too dangerous. Ah, that's what you always say, said Tiger. Go and warm yourselves up, Danny said more kindly. The driller has a powerful transmitter. It shouldn't take me too long to get it fixed on its position. But what was the master bot doing there? Max asked. I don't know. Danny bent over the console and began punching buttons, but it can only mean one thing. She looked over her shoulder at them grimly. It means the Collector is involved. Once Team X had warmed themselves and changed their clothes, they trooped back into the control room. Danny was pacing again. Boy, she really is mad this time, Tiger whispered. I'm not mad. Danny flung herself down on a chair. I'm confused. Did you find the driller? It wasn't easy. The signal was much weaker than I expected. She ran a hand through her purple hair. It was pure luck that I located it. She hesitated. It turns out the driller wasn't under the snow after all. So where is it? Max frowned. That's the part I don't understand. It's not even in the Scottish Highlands. Danny waved at the screen where a small blue dot was flashing on the map of the world. According to my readings, it's in a castle in the Swiss Alps.